You don't have to go to that special finance dealer to get approved. At Blue Water Chrysler, no matter what condition your credit is, they'll get you approved. Visit Moran Blue Water Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram on 24th Avenue in Fort Gratiot or online at moranbluewatercdjr.com.
Ride the wave to savings with us.
All right, the new 105.5 WPHM. This book is turning out to be a must-read for young readers. Really, anybody will enjoy it, but it's written for a YA audience. It's by best-selling author Kayla Kendall, and it's called That Which Feeds Us. She's on the line with us right now. Kayla, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on air.
I appreciate you joining us. You're writing this book about your native Hawaii. But it's an interesting, we think of Hawaii, we think of lush, green, beautiful beaches. This is a horror book, a gothic horror book. It's quite a contrast. Talk a little bit more about that.
Well, I think that, it's a Hawaiian gothic, and I think the genre thrives on that contrast between this beautiful facade. You know, we more commonly associate it with, like, the old manor that's fallen into disrepair, but the family estate that was once this beautiful home, and now it's drafty. And so I think about Hawaii in that way, too, and it's like you can explore, like, we'll say the rotting secrets hidden beneath these facades. And I think for Hawaii is often marketed as, like, this bright escapist paradise. Like, when I talk to people on the continent, you know, who've never been, it's very much this postcard image, but it's a very deep and dark, complex history. And so by using gothic horror, I was able to kind of explore the setting's natural beauty, you know, to reflect that unsettling, kind of overripe past, and really unpack that myth of paradise. But yeah, Hawaii, I will say, is also the most isolated and secluded population center on Earth. So I think it's actually a perfect fit for a gothic for the same reason people choose to escape there. It's seclusion.
Absolutely. Some of those, some of that dark history that we don't like to think or talk about when it comes to Hawaii are things that are part of this book. Talk a little bit about that.
Well, I think we're in a gothic time too, just like, not to sound esoteric, but with everything going on, it kind of feels gilded. Like, we might have all these modern conveniences, but things are still difficult for most modern families. And Hawaii is the same way. Like, I remember when I left Hawaii and came to the continent, I remember being asked what I did for food, and someone asked, did you have to spear fish? And I realized this gap existed between me and most people who maybe only gone there and checked into a resort and checked out. And maybe that was if they went to Oahu or Honolulu and saw the more modern world. But the history of it, like, I think we all have this reckoning with our past, and it doesn't even need to be so much history, like where it relates to the world, but just our families. And as we grow older, coming to grips with this place that we viewed kind of as that exists like in our imaginations or nostalgia as a perfect image, and having to unpack it and like, oh man, that's what it's like. Like, I've had the experience of driving past my old childhood home and seeing, oh man, they changed it.
Mm-hmm.
And that feeling is like an unsettling feeling, like, oh, someone else lives there. And that's what I wanted to explore with the book. And I think that's a universal experience we all, I mean, unless you've lived in your childhood home your whole life, I think all of us have experienced that at some point.
Yeah. Change is all around us, for sure. We're talking with Kayla Kendall. Her book, it's a YA book. It's a gothic horror supernatural story, That Which Feeds Us. Tell us a little bit about the sisters in this story. It's about twins that are separated, right?
Yeah, and so for listeners, it's about, it's a Hawaiian gothic thriller, and I like to say, I think White Lotus meets Jordan Peele. An editor said that, and I'm like, oh, that's so perfect. I love it.
Yeah.
It's about a Native Hawaiian girl's search for her missing twin at a private island resort, and she's forced to uncover the island's dark history, discover what happened to her, and part of it is also this reckoning of who our family members are, because her sister is actually this, like, top athlete. They both used to be college athletes, top runners nationwide. And then Lehua, who's the main character, dropped out and became a mortician's assistant, much to her sister's ire, because her sister's, the last thing they said to each other was, you're throwing your life away in a massive fight. And, you know, it's not the type of person you're like, man, I'm going to muster so much enthusiasm to find them. I can't wait to see them again. But when Lehua finds out her sister's been put on academic suspension, kicked from the team, and she lied about this internship she's doing in Hawaii, she gets on the first plane immediately because she can feel something suspicious is happening. And they're tied together by the fact that their mom disappeared and was never found. So they really only have each other left in the world. And so she's determined to find her. And I think we all have that family member where we're like, okay, I might be mad at you, but I will go to hell and back for you.
Yeah, it's about family. It's also, you did a real historic deep dive. I mean, you did a lot of research for this book. What did you learn that has stuck with mm-hmm. you and helped you kind of understand a little bit more mm-hmm. about your own past?
Okay, I'll try to make this short. But when I was reading Hollywood's Hawaii by Deborah Conzette, who's a film historian, she mentions this aside about aloha shirt, so the Hawaiian shirt, as it's colloquially yeah. known. She talked about how that came into existence on Aloha Friday. So in Hawaii, there's Aloha Friday, and it's basically wear aloha attire to work, and it's kind of more of a lax day, like, you know, what we associate with Hawaii, hang loose, right? And so the history of that day, though, is when people were coming to Hawaii in the early tourist days, they were actually uncomfortable about, like, they felt uncomfortable seeing all the sugarcane workers because it was predominantly a sugarcane industry, pineapple agriculture, you know, but sugar was king is what they said about Hawaii. And so they would show up and they're like, man, all these like sweaty workers are kind of tainting the vibe, we'll say. They're bringing down the atmosphere of this vacation spot. So they introduced Aloha Friday. And I just thought, oh, man, I love Aloha Friday. And I can't believe it's like, oh, it comes back to tourism again. And that's kind of what I've found a lot about Hawaii is, oh, a lot of things that I thought were maybe like unique or homegrown, we'll say. Sorry, I can't resist a pun. It's just like, oh, it actually comes back to tourism and this yeah. industry that's now king.
The book is called That Which Feeds Us by Keala Kendall. Congratulations, by the way. This has been named as a Sunny Reads book. Explain what that means and the significance of it.
Yeah, thank you so much. It feels really surreal. So Sunny Reads is the Gen Z. It's for the young adults, you know, college age and up. It's a book club from Reese Witherspoon. She does the Hello Sunshine and her Reese Witherspoon book club. And this is like just a little bit more focused towards teens and up. And yeah, I just feel so lucky to be kind of given, I don't want to say platform, but I can't think of a better word to share this story. I love Hawaii and I want to be clear, it's a fun read, and it's entertaining, filled with like Hawaiian folklore, and I love sharing ghost stories, so this is a great way to do it.
Great Hawaiian ghost story indeed. Kale, great talking to you. Thanks so much.
Thanks so much for having me. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye. The new 105.5 WPHM. Kale Kendall, the book is called That Which Feeds Us, a dark, gothic Hawaiian novel.